Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The heads of community mental health centers around the state are worried about a plan being moved forward by the State Department of Community Health to transfer the management of federal Medicare and Medicaid service money to private companies. $900 million of federal funds are involved. To talk about what the local impact could be, I'm joined by Bob Sheehan. He's the executive director of the Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eden, and Ingham Counties. Welcome to the program, Bob.
Thanks, Michael.
This sounds like yet another cost-cutting measure by state officials to put the management of these services in private hands. Is that your understanding for the reason why this plan is being proposed?
You know, I think it's got two purposes. One is cost-cutting, not only state money, would it say, but federal money, because it's Medicare is the big payer here, and Medicare is a totally federally funded program. The second reason, though, I think Michigan does also want to be at the leading edge of this and help to design a managed care system that works nationally, and to be one of the first 15 states in is a good idea, I think.
So you are supporting this plan?
Well, we have concerns. The overall idea of coordinating care for people who are what are called duly enrolled, Medicaid and Medicare, is a good idea. We are concerned, though, that if it's not done right, it will sever the 40-year relationship that clients, we call our clients consumers, our consumers have with the CMH system, the mental health system. The public one has been a longtime partner for housing and employment and psychiatric care and hospitalization and supports in the community. Nobody can just pick that up and do it. And usually those who pick it up and do it without our background harm those consumers, and they end up in the hospital or in worse shape than that.
Well, I mean, what you're describing is a good reason not to actually transfer the management of these services to a private company, then.
That's right, Michael. In fact, we are recommending that they allow those consumers to stay with us as a partner, and in fact take the Medicare money and add it to the Medicaid, which we currently manage. We've been managing since the early 80s, and we think that's a much sounder approach than taking it away from the public system and putting it in the hands of somebody else.
So what kind of patients in the Tri-County area rely on these dual services, and about how many of them are there locally?
There are about 2,000 people that are dually enrolled, meaning they have a Medicaid card and a Medicare card. And so what that means is there are people with severe disabilities or chronic health conditions, and they're poor. So you're talking about people who are the most vulnerable citizens in our society. Again, about 2,000 in the Tri-County area.
Now, if this were to go through, then the center itself or the authority here, the Tri-County Authority, would itself lose money, would it not?
Yeah. The Medicaid funds that we get, that we use to serve those who are duly enrolled, are half of our funding. So it's roughly half our Medicaid money. So it's roughly $35 million would be lost in the Tri-County area.
I'm talking to Bob Sheehan, the executive director of the Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eden, and Ingham Counties. When you look at the procedures and structures that you have in place, can you give me a sense of how complicated that is? And do you think a private company would be able to actually duplicate the efforts you're making?
No, I don't. The public mental health system has been around in Michigan since the mid-60s. So from those 50-some years, we've developed a very sophisticated system that's what's called person-centered or client-centered. It's community-based. You know, we took a system in Michigan that was entirely hospital-based in the 1960s and 70s, entirely hospital-based. Now there are very few hospitals open in the mental health side, and all those consumers live in the community. Let me give you a picture of that. We serve over 10,000 people a year. That same dollar amount, if those folks were in state hospitals, would serve 350. So that's a lot of sophisticated cost savings and community-based care. Nobody else can match that, and that's our concern.
I mean, you're essentially saying then that we're saving this money by avoiding hospitalization, yet by moving this into private hands, we could very well suddenly find ourselves paying even more.
That's our concern, right, because if you don't have a patient-centered approach and a community-centered approach, and the CMHs are really the only one who has developed that expertise, you put a consumer at risk and the finances at risk.
There's been some concern that the Department of Community Health is moving ahead with this plan without fully consulting local community mental health leaders such as yourself. Are you not getting enough input into the process?
You know, I think that's an unfair charge, to be honest with you. I'm critical, you know, I'm concerned about the risk, but I think they've had a very open dialogue. They've held five hearings around the state. They interviewed over 40 key decision makers. They have a fifth one next Monday in Detroit. Then they're going to have another series of what are called requests for information sessions, and then one more series of stakeholder meetings. So I mean, I know people feel like it's coming abruptly, but I think the state's going out of its way to try to talk, and it's going to continue that. I think they heard some complaints from people that those with disabilities couldn't get into meetings and couldn't be heard, so they're setting up another series of them. So I feel they're making a good attempt to hear what we have to say.
It sounds like they're likely going to want to pursue this. Now, do they need any confirmation from the legislature to do this, or can the department just go ahead and bid these out?
That's a great point. The department can go ahead and bid it out, but I do know there are House and Senate members who are concerned. And, you know, we have three branches of government, and I do know the House and Senate do want to weigh in on this. At the same time, the feds have to also approve it. The plan has to be sound and protect consumers' rights, and the feds have to sign off on it. So I think there's enough checks here. It's just that through this dialogue process, we have to make sure the voices of consumers and those who love them are heard.
Now, the funding that the authority here in the Tri-County area is going to lose, I mean, would that mean that there have to be layoffs within the authority or any types of closures of services then?
There would. Let me give you a sense of that. Currently, the funding comes directly to us, and we manage that care. If it went through someone else first, because they're at risk, like we are, they'd have to set aside money for a risk reserve, and they'd have to take out administration. Just those two pieces alone take about 15% off the top. So now we have 85 cents on the dollar doing the same thing we had with the whole dollar a few minutes ago. That's a concern. So you'd have layoffs, and you'd have harm to consumers.
And how do we know your authority and that of those across the state, how do we know they are being as efficient as possible with this federal money?
That's a great question. We have a lot of checks and balances. There's a pretty in-depth quality assurance program that we operate, and the state's done a good job of that, making sure that we spend the money wisely, that we meet Medicaid standards, that the quality of care is good. And, you know, I feel good about that. And if it wasn't, the CMH would be corrected by the state. That's been a good partnership. And I don't think, in fact, it's even a criticism of us that's driving this. It's the idea that somebody else could manage it, and we haven't seen it based on a criticism. In fact, what we're saying is the proven record of the CMH system is one that should be built upon, not broken up.
When you look at other states, are there any successful examples of these services being transferred to private companies, and the result is a good one?
There were a number of pilots around the country taking Medicaid and Medicare together, but none of them would be as sweeping as what Michigan's talking about. And so we think it's not a good idea to, you know, experiment with that. We think it's far better to try some demonstration projects. And the state, I think, is open to this, by the way. Having some demonstration projects that are regionally based that continue to keep CMH in the care management role. And we think that's a great way to be innovative at the same time, not destroy the safety net.
How quickly and how soon could the department actually make the decision to go ahead with this?
It's sort of a good, healthy process. The dialogue process goes between now and April, and the state then puts together a plan that goes to the feds in April. It would be approved by the feds in April, would go into effect in October 2012. So there's a good, healthy number of months out here to get lots of good ideas out here. But the stakes are big. The actual amount of money we're talking about, Medicaid and Medicare, is about $9 billion. So it's a very large figure.
$9 billion,
as in with a B.
I see, and that's you're talking about here in Michigan, or
in Michigan alone? Yeah,
no,
yeah,
kidding.
I know. Yeah, it's a large figure. A lot of it's Medicare, and there's just a lot of money in the Medicaid Medicare system.
And is there any sense of the savings that's expected to occur?
No, I don't think anyone's really done the savings calculations yet. I think that's wise, by the way. I think too often we put up savings targets and everybody tries to get there. And often the way you get there with the vulnerable is you deny care. And so I'm impressed the state hasn't done that yet. And I don't think they will. I think that's why this is a demonstration project at the federal and state level. They want to see what can this kind of coordination bring about.
Well, it certainly seems that there's typically a correlation between reducing services and saving money. So it seems like that would go hand in hand somehow.
Well, you know, it would, and that's our concern. But there is inappropriate care. When care isn't managed, you know, it can be inappropriately used by the patient and by the provider. And so we're a big believer that you have to manage care. It just has to be done in a way that protects consumers' rights and doesn't break up longstanding relationships.
Bob Sheehan, Executive Director of the Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham Counties. Thank you for joining me, Bob.
Thank you.